With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Conservative Political Action Conference kicks off its first full day of speakers with Representative Byron Donalds of Florida taking the stage first. Congressman Donalds expresses support for Israel's ongoing war against the Iran-backed Palestinian group Hamas, prompting cheers and applause.
My view is clear. Israel should obliterate Hamas from the face of the earth.
Former President Trump will speak Saturday at CPAC. Also at SRNnews.com, cellular service went down for many around the country this morning. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Thousands of Americans were waking up to find they had no cell service. There are cellular outages on numerous service providers, including AT&T, Cricket Wireless, Verizon, and T-Mobile. The outages are affecting users in major cities, including Houston, Atlanta, New York, and Chicago. It's according to the outage tracker Down Detector. AT&T appears to be the hardest hit, with more than 60,000 outages this morning. The nationwide issue is affecting customers' ability to place and receive calls, use mobile data, send texts, and call 911 for emergencies. So far, no reason has been given for the outages. Jennifer King, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits fell to its lowest level in 5 weeks, even as more high-profile companies announced layoffs. Applications for benefits fell by 12,000 to 201,000. For the week ending February 17th, according to the Labor Department. California's rainy season got off to a slow start, but has gained momentum with storms. Downtown Los Angeles has already received more than a year's worth of rain. The water content of the Sierra Nevada snowpack has rebounded to 86% of normal to date as of Wednesday. The Dow is ahead 267 points. This is SRN News. Attacks on houses of worship in this country are increasing.
According to the Family Research Council's Hostility Against Churches report, there were 436 incidents last year, more than double the number identified in 2022, and more than eight times the number identified in 2018. The attacks range from vandalism to bomb threats and shootings, deliberately targeting a church congregation. The latest incident took place this month at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston, where a woman opened fire with a gun. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican prosecutor is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to decide whether state law bans abortions before the case goes through any lower appellate courts. The U.S. Supreme Court's 2022 decision to overturn Roe v. Wade reactivated an 1849 law that conservatives argue banned abortion. This is SRN News. Volkswagen is the latest automaker to announce a recall.
It involves 261,000 cars in the U.S. to fix a potential fuel leak that can increase the risk of fires. It includes Audi A3s and VW Golfs and GTIs from the 2015 through 20 model years. Also included 2015 through 19 Golf sports wagons and 2019 and 2020 VW Jettas. All the recalled vehicles have front-wheel drive. And Volkswagen will send notification letters starting April 12th. Rich Thomason reporting.
China planning to send a new pair of giant pandas to the San Diego Zoo after a few years in which nearly all of the iconic bears in the U.S. were sent home. The San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance says the zoo has been working with China and expects to get a pair by summer's end if the permits are approved. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.